Chapter 9. The men ran and ran. The enemy soldiers followed. The trees kept the men safe. Eventually, the land changed. There were no more trees. The enemy could see them now. Sergeant Farrell looked back. There were at least 50 enemy soldiers behind them. He had to think of something. He looked around. Suddenly, there was a shout, and Sam fell to the ground. Dave ran to him. He helped Sam to stand up, and they ran on together. Sam was holding his leg.
"Quick! Over here!"
said Sergeant Farrell, and he pointed towards some tall grass on the left.
"Come on! Follow me!"
Sergeant Farrell ran to the long grass, and the men followed. They could hear the guns behind them. As they ran forward, there was more and more water. Soon, the water was 1 meter deep. They were in a lot of trouble. They could not fight 50 men. Sam was injured and moving slowly. Dave and Alf helped Sam to walk.
"Stop," said Sergeant Farrell. "Listen."
The men stopped. There was silence.
"The enemy has stopped," said Sam.
"Why?"
asked Billy.
"I know why," said Joe. "We are in the middle of a big swamp. It is too dangerous for them, so they cannot follow us."
"We'll drown," said Alf. "We have to go forward, but there's more and more water, and it's getting deeper and deeper."
"Don't worry, Alf," said Sergeant Farrell. "I will find a way through to the other side."
"We need to keep moving," said Mike. "We can't be in the swamp when it is dark. We need to see to find our way out."
The team went further into the swamp. Sergeant Farrell led the way. Mike was behind him, then Tom and the others. Sam and Dave were at the back. The team moved slowly so Sam could stay with them. Tom was walking next to Mike.
"Do you have any idea where we're going?" he asked him.
"The swamp is getting worse and worse."
"Don't worry," said Mike. "We will be okay."
"How do you know that?" said Tom. "How can you be sure?"
"Because the sergeant said so," said Mike.
There was long grass and deep water all around them. There was danger everywhere.
"So where is he taking us then?" said Tom.
"Home," said Mike.
They escaped from the swamp just before dusk. They were tired, but they kept walking. Hour after hour, the small team of men traveled north. During the day, they hid and slept. At night, they moved north again. Everybody was tired and hungry. All they wanted was food and sleep, but they kept going. They were a team, and they stayed together. Just before dawn, they found a field of fruit trees. They took as much fruit as possible, and then looked for somewhere safe to rest. Sergeant Farrell watched as the men fell asleep. The night was quiet, and the stars shone in the sky above.
"Hang in there, men," said Sergeant Farrell. "You will all be home soon."